All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Beginning of another week here. Man, we're already a week into the new year. The economy hasn't crashed. We haven't gone to war with Iran yet. And the next fake 9/11 attack hasn't occurred. I can't believe it. Son of a gun, they're behind schedule. Darn. Well, hey, they got till November, so give them time. They'll get around to it all. Anyway, weird things are going on today. I had the hard time getting connected to Skype, and if that isn't bad enough, I have not heard back from David Icke. I emailed him Saturday to remind him, you know, because this booking was done back like in either October or November sometime. It was done via his secretary, and she, you know, she sent me the confirmation way back then. So I just emailed last night, and I mean, I emailed Saturday night, and I haven't heard back. So I don't know. I got the number, I sent it to the office, so hopefully he's going to be there. But if not, well, I'll just go off on a tangent and hopefully get him rescheduled. But it's awful strange that he hadn't got back to me by now. I should definitely have heard from him by now. Anyway, well, look at that. We already got a caller. Let me guess. They're not telling me who the person is. Is it Gil from Texas? Nope, it's Mike in New York. What do you know? All right, Mike, welcome to the show, man. What's going on?
Hello, Charles.
Yeah, what's happening?
Nothing. I would just like to ask a question. Seeing as how government should be a separation of church and state, where all these politicians now that are running are either Baptists or evangelicals or et cetera, et cetera. The only question I have to ask on a science end of things is, let's ask these people, how old do they think the Earth is, or civilization is? Is it 2,000 years, or is it radiocarbon dating, 8 million years? You know, let's debunk this nonsense once and for all. You understand what I'm saying?
That's the least of the problems that have arisen from church and state union, believe me.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about...
That pales in significance. We haven't had separation of church and state for a long time now. You know, going back to the 60s, they've had this 501c3 fiasco going on. Then, of course, in the 80s, they instated a ambassador to the Vatican. And now we've got your faith-based initiative, and, you know, the freedom of religion is gone.
I mean,
it's long gone.
Charles, there are people out there that believe that the world is only 2,000 years old, okay? And what I'm trying to make the point is
it's actually 6,000, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Let's pinpoint these candidates that are of that belief and debunk it. I mean, science has debunked this 101. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not... enthusiastic about this, but
well, I mean, to me, that's not a major point. The real issue here is the fact that because they're in bed with each other, we've got the churches, you know, cheerleading for this corrupt, mass murdering, torture embracing, economy destroying, constitution trampling piece of crap.
Right.
And you know, the age of the earth, really, it's a non-issue as far as all that is concerned. You know,
but
I mean, it's
an
issue, but it's not.
If they are running on a Baptist platform, a rapture monkey platform, and
right.
Debunked.
Anyway, hey, we got to go to break. Did you have any more points or?
No, that was my point, and you know, I think that should be brought forefront.
One of the questions to ask them in the debates, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, write it down, mail it in. All right, man. Thanks for the call. I got to run here. Thanks. Stick with us, guys. Be right back.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani here. I had to get on the phone during the break here. Skype is acting really crazy. This is bizarre. So I guess the sound quality is not quite so good, but we're going to wing it. Hopefully during the break we can get back on Skype. In any case, we do have our guest. Unfortunately, he's only able to be with us for the first hour. So hopefully we'll be able to cover a lot of ground in that time. So with no further ado, let me welcome Mr. David Icke. Welcome to the show, David.
And you, Charles. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I got to say, you actually were the one that that really informed me about 9/11. I knew from day one, of course, that it was an inside job.
Yeah.
I've been aware of government corruption since the early 90s, and I just smelled a rat all over that thing. You know, I knew that they were looking for an excuse to go into Afghanistan, on and on. But, you know, I just figured, you know, they did a really good job. They've done their homework. You know, they had messed up so many times in the past with other things like this that this time they really meticulously covered their tracks. I didn't think it was going to be so obvious to prove it, you know. But when I read your book, I think it was in January of, 2002 when that came out. That's probably the first book, really, that exposed this thing. And when I read that, I'm like, wow, it's far worse than I thought. I didn't imagine that, you know, they were so sloppy with this thing.
Well, the thing is, Charles, well, what this whole deal, this whole network depends upon is people don't connect the dots. So when they say something on, I don't know, September the 20th, they say something else on November the 15th, and unless those two things are put together, most people have forgotten or didn't even know what they said here compared with what they said there. And when you then start to connect all these statements. Well, if that statement's correct, that one can't be correct. And that if they're wrong or right, and those can't be correct. And basically, the whole story of 9/11 is a tapestry of contradiction. And cover-ups always are, because they're not telling the truth. The truth has an energy about it and a reality about it in the sense that because it's true, any questions can be answered. A cover-up scenario cannot have that same credibility because it's lying. And what happens is when one lie is exposed, another one follows, and in the end, it's just a mess without any credibility. And that's where the 9/11 story, the official story, is now, Charles. It's lying on the floor. You know, it's not even intensive care. It's past that.
It's dead and buried.
Absolutely. What's sad, and of course this is how the whole thing prospers, is that, the BBC here in Britain, of course, the BBC, Speak Truth Unto Nation and all that stuff, is still parroting the official story of 9/11 as if it's true. I mean, a BBC newsreader told me, sitting in my front room here, a few days after 9/11, that the FBI had found a passport from one of the hijackers who'd been in one of the planes in New York. And I was waiting for her to laugh, but she never did. You know, when you can have a mainstream media that will accept that level of nonsense and report it as fact, then, thank goodness for people who are prepared to, not least through the Internet, communicate information that challenges the official story, because the mainstream media ain't going to do it.
Yeah, it makes me think of the candidate Ron Paul. He's the only candidate that is worth, our attention. He's going to do what's in the interest of the general public, not the big corporations. And he's got a whopping majority of support right now in this country. He's winning all the debates hands down. How could he not? He's addressing real issues. He's not talking about Britney Spears or whatever. But the media is acting like he doesn't exist, even though most Americans are talking about this guy. He's buzzing, everywhere in the private sector around the country. The media is just unbelievable.
Yeah, this is the key, really, or a major key to the whole conspiracy and how it works. It's about controlling the information and the access to the public platform that people can or cannot have. So those that are talking the words of the conspiracy are given endless airtime, and those who are challenging the conspiracy are marginalized and ignored. I mean, if Ron Paul had not made such an impact, he wouldn't even be getting the coverage in the mainstream that he is. And what's fascinating to watch the Ron Paul debates is when you see this lineup of pig trough swilling corporate whores in dark suits parroting the conspiracy line and the official line. And there's this man getting on in years who's taking them apart by sheer utter logic. I watched a debate the other day with this man Huckabee, who I always term Buckabee because, brown paper parcels follow him around. And he's going on about the fact that we have to stay in Iraq for the honor of America, for our honor. As Paul pointed out, in effect, how many more people have to die, how many more soldiers have to die before your honor is satisfied? Of course, the honor of Buckabee is not something that he goes and puts himself on the line for in Iraq in a uniform. He's in a dark suit telling other people,
sure,
that they should satisfy his honor with their lives. And
fact that we went there in the first place has done so much for our honor, hasn't it, considering that we were lied into this war?
Yeah, I mean, if we go back just a little while, the neocon operation, the Project for the New American Century, which was created and orchestrated by the people that went into the Bush administration in early 2001, I mean, the story was there. I mean, they were wanting to target Iraq then, and what they needed was an excuse. And in that document they published in September 2000, it talks about the fact that this program that they have, which included targeting Iran as well, which they're trying desperately to now, but running out of excuses, and this whole war on terror, to make it happen, this document said, they needed, in effect, another Pearl Harbor to justify what they wanted to do. And, of course, 9 months after the people that were behind that document came to power with Bush, 1 year to the month after it was published, they got their Pearl Harbor, 9/11, and they've used it to justify the agenda that was in that document. Now, if anyone...
Or as Brzezinski put it, they're a massive, widely perceived direct external threat.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at any dictatorship or would-be dictatorship, they're always manufacturing enemies to fear, to galvanize public opinion behind the agenda of violence and war and control that the agenda wants. And
oh, but not here in the United States, though. That only happens in other countries in other periods in history, but not today, not here.
This is
that's the mentality.
I tell you, Charles, one of the things that really struck me, I've been researching this now for some 20 years or so full-time and been all over the world, some more than 40 countries doing it. And when I went to America in the mid-90s to start to talk about this and started traveling around America, I was shocked at what a controlled country it was even then. It was a you-can't society, and of course, since 9/11, that has been increased many, many fold. But even then, before 9/11, I was staggered at what a controlled country it was. But, you know, having said that, it was more controlled than my own country in Britain. But since 9/11, we've been putting that right over here. I mean, this is an extraordinarily controlled country now as well.
Sure, yeah. But the blindness, I mean, it's starting to change. The momentum of that is changing. Of course, that's why now they're moving to control the internet. Australia has already done that. We've got a bill before the Senate, I'm sure you know, SB 1959, that's going to be the equivalent of that, or if not worse, because they know that people are catching on. The media has been losing huge amounts of their audience. There's been massive layoffs. The money isn't coming in like it used to because people are – it's so obvious, the degree of lying now.
The
people
yes,
are finally
it is.
Catching on.
And you know, I've been writing for years now that there's a race going on between those that want to imprison humanity and humanity. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I've been a barometer for this because when I started talking about this nearly 20 years ago, virtually no one wanted to know, and most people just laughed. But now there's massive interest in it. And it's a race between those who want to close the cell door with a global Orwellian state against this quite demonstrable awakening that's going on with more and more people, and people you wouldn't even think would look at this in any other way but dismissal before, who are opening their minds to it. And, you know, there is a panic within this conspiracy to impose levels of control as fast as possible. And, of course, the jewel in the crown of this agenda in regard to that is the microchip. They want microchip people. And it's a real exciting time. It's certainly not going to be
boring.
That
can't be denied anymore because they're talking about it openly. We've got to go to a break, Dave, but hold it with us, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey guys, back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined today by David Icke, author, researcher, lecturer. He's written a number of books on, several different topics, but focusing mostly on the conspiracy for world government, 9/11, on and on. By the way, Dave, before we go on, you want to mention your website, how people can get your books?
Yeah, it's davidicke.com. Icke is I-C-K-E, and I've got a new book just out, actually, which is I think I'm more proud of this than any of them. It's called The David Icke Guide to the Global Conspiracy and How to End It, and it's a major work of dot connecting across vast numbers of subjects, people, and events. And the reason I wrote it is something we've been sort of chatting about up to now. It seemed to me. The longer that time has passed since 9/11, that more and more people are getting uneasy about the world, that there's something not right, I don't like what's going on, that kind of feeling. It's then being able to articulate it. What is it? What's wrong with the world? What's actually going on? And, you know, when you've got you've got a job to do and you've got a family and all the rest of it, you can't do endless research to follow that up, and I've done nearly 20 years of research now, and I put it all together in this book to give people the opportunity to see it compact and the dots connected to make sense of an apparently complex and chaotic world, well, the complexity and the apparent chaos is so often a cover for cold, simple calculation. And when the dots are connected, the world does not seem anything like as complex and chaotic as it seemed before.
Yeah, this is a global scale thing. What we're seeing is leaders all over the planet in most countries are selling out the interests of their people. They're all in cahoots with each other, folks, and it's so obvious you can't deny it anymore. You could have gotten away with it a few years ago. It wasn't so obvious, but now you can't do that anymore.
Well, what people say, Charles, I was doing an interview the other day where someone said this, and it's a good question from the point of view of someone who's new to this, is how can that be? How can they orchestrate a global conspiracy? I mean, how can they do it? There's 6 billion people. But when you actually do the research and you start to uncover the structure, it's actually, again, very simple. The whole thing is like a transnational corporation. You've got the center of the web, if you like, the headquarters of the corporation, which overwhelmingly actually is in Europe, not America. They've set America up as the fall guy. They want everyone looking at America. America, bad America, Satan. When actually many of the shots may be fired from America, but the guns are loaded in Europe. In countries that are going, who me? No, we're a failed empire. It's not Britain. I mean, we're just a small country. And of course, I don't mean the British government or the German government or the French government. I mean the center of the secret society web is in old Europe, if you like. And in each country, there is a subsidiary network, just like you have McDonald's in countries all over the world. And their job is to direct the political, economic, media, and military operations within their sphere of influence, within their area of operation, whether it be the United States or South Africa or wherever. And what happens is the spider in the center of the web, if you like, at corporate headquarters, dictates the policy, and then it is the subsidiary's role to make sure that unfolds in their particular sphere of influence. And this is why you get legislation happening all over the world around the same time being introduced, and sometimes even the wording's the same. It's so bloody blatant. It's because of this global corporation nature of the way it's all structured.
Right. And, of course, you got your little Bilderbergers, your little Club of Rome. Primarily, they're calling the shots, and then they dictate them over here, and they follow suit.
It's like a spider's web. You've got the spider in the center, corporate headquarters, if you like, and then all these different strands. We know them as names like you've just said, Charles, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. All these are strands in the web. Which answer to the spider. And the closer you are to the spider, the more elite, the more secretive, and the more powerful are the secret societies involved. So very close to the spider, you've got the Jesuits, you've got the Knights Templar, you've got the Knights of Malta and people like this, and Opus Dei is in there too. And even more secretive societies, because some of the most secretive actually don't have a name, because they operate on the basis that if something doesn't have a name, it's much more difficult to pin down and track and identify. So, it's a very simple structure, and it's fiercely hierarchical. That which is above you dictates what you do, and woe betide you if you say no to it. And so it's a pyramid or a web of fear as well. And people, there's a lot of people who don't want to be involved in it, who would love to expose it, but they're terrified of doing so because of the consequences.
Right. Okay, folks, there's another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with David Icke.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today. There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Joined today by David Icke. He'll be with us for the next half hour. We actually got a caller, but before I go to him, I just wanted to mention, you brought a very important point up, David, before the break. You know, a lot of people who are waking up, at least somewhat, they're waking up to the fact that there's something wrong. I'm hearing a lot of them say, well, it's the U.S. empire, you know, especially on the left. That's what they're saying, you know, the Democrats or whatever. We got to stop this U.S. empire thing. It's out of control. Not recognizing that it's a much bigger picture than that. The U.S. corrupt officials that stole these two elections are not working on behalf of the United States with what they're doing. They're working on behalf of a global network that is setting up global tyranny. It's not on, you know, all the while they're doing this stuff, they're ripping this country to shreds. I mean, we got wide open borders. They just signed the North American Union deal a couple of years ago, and you know, that's poised to kick in 2 more years. They shred the Constitution to pieces. You know, the economy is on the verge of complete collapse. They're not doing this on behalf of the U.S. Itself. You know, they're waging war against us here as much as every other country.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I talk about this in the new book. It's a very important area to get across. I've been saying for many years that what they're doing is using America to destroy America. And
yeah.
They're using America as a vehicle for wars of division and for wars of conquest and control. But they're in the process. That agenda is designed to destroy America. Why? Because what they want is a world government which would dictate to every country through a world army, a world central bank, and a world currency, and a microchip population eventually. Under the world government, they want four super states. They want the European Union, which they have very, very, very powerfully in place already. They want the North American Union. In fact, they want that to expand that to become the American Union for the whole of the Americas. They have the African Union already, which is gaining more and more power, centrally controlled power in Africa. And they want the Asia-Pacific Union for Asia and the Far East. And under that would come what we now call nation states, which would have no power whatsoever. They'd just be like county councils, really. Now, to bring that about, they have to destroy a sense of national identity. Now, of course, the national identity in America, with the, you know, the mighty dollar and the mentality of America, how it sees itself, was a seriously powerful block on bringing America into this global straitjacket, this world government dictatorship. So what they've got to do is destroy everything in terms of how America sees itself. They've got to destroy its self-confidence. They've got to destroy its sense of self. They've got to destroy it militarily. They've got to destroy it economically. And
keep the people divided.
Yeah, you mentioned it. They have to open the borders, and they have to take away what people see as American, because this sense of identity has to go if Americans are going to be absorbed into this global society. Now, the same's happening in Europe. What's happening in Britain at the moment is that unbelievable numbers of people are pouring into Britain from Eastern Europe as a result of the European Union and the borders coming down. And the whole areas are becoming a foreign land to British people who have lived there. Now, when you say this, because, you know, it's all black and white and hearts on the sleeves, people say racism. No, no, it's not, because there's two sets of people being exploited here. There are the Eastern Europeans who are pouring into Britain and are being paid lower wages than the population generally gets, so they're being exploited. You've got the Mexicans coming into America, and they're being exploited. And the population already in those countries is already being also being exploited as a result of what's going on. It's about destroying national identity. It's not, yep. They want to control Americans and they don't want to control Mexicans. They want to control British people, but they don't want to control the Polish people and Eastern Europeans pouring into Britain. No, no, they want to control all of them. And what they do...
Well, you know, it serves multifunctions here. It's getting cheap labor for the corporations. It's diluting patriotism. And probably most importantly, it's turning Americans and Mexicans against each other to yep. fight amongst themselves, not recognizing their common enemy.
Yeah, and the key... there are so many times now, Charles, in Britain, you hear people say, even in television debates, you know, what is Britain anymore? What is being British anymore? What is the British culture anymore? And this, you know, we can debate, because, you know, I don't see myself as British. I'm not internationalism personally. It doesn't, you know, I had to be born somewhere, or I would have, you know, on a piece of land, or I would have drowned. So I was born in Britain, and they call me British. I'm just. I don't recognize that. Good luck to people who do, but I don't. But that's not the point. The point is that a sense of national identity is a massive block on people allowing their country to be absorbed into this global dictatorship, which will take all power away. And this is why they want to destroy national identity. It's going on all over the world. And
sure.
It has to make this global society. And people say, okay, well, what's wrong with a global society? We ought to be living together. And yeah, I absolutely agree. I have no problem with global institutions that are about coordinating between countries. Everyone helps everyone else and all the rest of it. But that's not what this is about. It's not about coordinating between countries and coordinating cooperation between countries. It's creating a centralized dictatorship, which is the opposite of what people said. They talk about one world and all that stuff, all lovely stuff, but that's not what they mean by one world, the people behind this. They mean one world means one clique controlling the world. And, you know, people have said to me, I mean, journalists have said to me, well, what would they want a world army for? There'd be no one to fight. Well, how about anyone that wants to resist dictatorship by the world government? That's what the world army's there for.
Mm-hmm. Peacekeeping troops.
Yeah, exactly. And what you do, there's two major mass mind and emotional manipulation techniques that they use, and they're incredibly effective. One I've dubbed years ago now problem reaction solution. You create the problem, you do it covertly in terms of who's really created the problem. You find someone else to blame. You tell the public stage two through an unquestioning media the version of the problem you want them to believe, i.e. Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy, Bin Laden orchestrated 9/11, all that stuff. And you want a reaction from the public that says to this situation, this can't go on. Something must be done. What are they, the authorities, going to do about it? At which point, those who covertly created the problem and got that reaction do something can then openly offer the solutions to the problems they've created by changes in legislation which introduce the centralized agenda to solve the problem or to fight the problem, whatever term they use. Now, the other technique that goes along with that, which is what we're talking about here in the last few minutes, is one that I've called the totalitarian tiptoe. This is where they know they're going from A to Z, but if they know if they go in one leap, the change will be so vast and quick that people will lift their heads up and say, what's going on? So they go from A to B to D to E as fast as they can, but not too fast, so that people say, what's going on? Although since 9/11, they've got quicker and quicker and quicker, of course. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the drip, drip, drip totalitarian tiptoe, where more and more of the agenda is introduced day after day, week after week now. And it's when you put it all together, we're already in a global police state, and it's just an Orwellian state. It's just a case of how deep we're going to allow ourselves to go into it.
People need to start waking up and fast, because they're moving at a pace now that just it's dizzying. It's unbelievable. So ever since 9/11, I just can't believe the rapidity. I mean, it's so obvious, folks. You can't miss this. I tell you what, we've got a caller here, Glenn in Pennsylvania. Glenn in Penn, how's that one? Welcome to the show, Glenn.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Giuliani. Well, Mr. Eich.
Hello, Glenn.
Thank you for having me on. I'd like to just tell you 10 seconds of information about myself that might give you some insight as to where I'm coming from. I'm a 47-year-old male registered nurse living in the suburbs of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I have a Bachelor of Arts degree in Biblical Studies with a minor in Psychology. I've previously been affiliated with Christian denominations and that sort of thing. At present, I have no particular affiliation. I've been aware of the New World Order, the connections of high Freemasonry, occultism, and esotericism for some time. I'm familiar with your website, Mr. Reich. I can't say I've only been tuned in today for about 15 minutes, so you may have addressed something I asked previously, but I don't know. I've noticed that I follow a variety of people. I followed Alex Jones, Alan Watt, Stan Montague, a variety of different people who are anti-New World Order, but who are nonetheless not all completely on the same page worldview-wise or religiously or philosophically. And one can say that war makes strange bedfellows, because what they all have in common is we're all opposing the New World Order and the machinations of high Freemasonry. You seem like a very cogent thinker. I can't say I would disagree with anything I've heard you say since I've tuned in. My curiosity about you, Mr. Eich, has to do with two things. I've heard some people fault you for having certain continuing connections with the Green Party that they feel sullies your reputation. And the other thing is, I am personally curious about the role of this whole reptilian thing, you know, with your works, and I'm not sure if you're using that. Is that something you use metaphorically, or is there really like a, you know, an ontological or a worldview, cosmological aspect of all this? I don't quite get the reptilian thing with you.
Well, the thing is, Glenn, you'd have to read the books, really, because, you know, to connect the dots into these areas, you can't do it in 2 minutes or 5 minutes on the radio. But I'm not talking metaphorically, no. In terms of the Green Party can't stand me. I was a Green Party spokesman in the 1980s, and I left because I realized that they were just another political party straight out of the mold of operation and thinking and the way they saw the world as any other political party. It had a different color, it had a different name, but it came from the same box. I mean, in terms of the Green Party, I have no connection to the Green Party and haven't had since about 1990.
Right, so somebody, what I heard was misrepresenting your situation, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have to say, if I have one claim to fame, it is the being massively misrepresented on so many occasions. To the point where I say to people sometimes, I think I'm living in fairyland. Some of the things I read about myself is just staggering.
And everybody says that. I've heard all the authors claim. I mean, it's all part of the disinformation, slandering type stuff that goes on.
Yeah, but let me say this, Glenn, on the general point, because it's a very, very important point. You know, I said a few minutes ago that the network behind this doesn't just want to control white Americans. It wants to control Mexicans and South Africans and Australians and, you know, Kenyans and British people and Germans.
Everybody.
It wants to control everybody, right? Now, all those people will not agree on the way they see the world. They won't agree on the way they see it religiously, politically, in any way. But they have one thing in common. They are the targets. Their freedom and their children's freedom is the target of this network. Now, we can either allow ourselves to be divided and ruled, as we have for centuries brilliantly, and fight among ourselves because we don't agree on every crossed T and dotted I, in which case we might as well put our hands out now and let them put the cuffs on, because we've got no chance in that mode. And I see this, and it saddens me deeply. I see this in the conspiracy research arena, where you've got people lambasting other people because they don't see the conspiracy in every detail the way that they do. But there's one thing in common here. You know, whether it's reptilian or not reptilian, whether it's this or whether it's that, ultimately behind it, is irrelevant to the fact that its goal is to take our freedom away. Now, let's unite on what we agree on and show a united front to challenge this dictatorship and stop fighting among ourselves with people going, I know more than you do, you're wrong. I mean, let's get out of the playground. This is for adults, this arena, because we don't have forever to get this information out. And there's one guy, and you mentioned him, Glenn, called Alan Watt, who at every opportunity seems to tell people that I'm connected to MI6. I wrote to this man, and I said, send me all the information, all the evidence you have, and I will post it on my website unedited. He did not reply. This is then repeated by other people, and that's why I live in fairyland. You know, it's ridiculous.
This is very lamentable because he himself laments being misrepresented, as do everyone, as does everyone. Everyone does. And you know, and yet he is exceptionally insightful, and his materials are very, you know, informative and essential. But everybody seems to be experiencing this urgency. I'm hoping it's the urgency that drives people together to get the message out, because everybody seems to have this urgency now. I wanted to run one personal thing by you.
Yeah.
I'm 47 years of age. In my late teens, I began to experience a sense of intuitive dissonance, almost like a revelatory intuition that I was going to be alive to see a time in the world when man's inhumanity to man would be expressed in such horrific ways that it would make World War II look like a Sunday school picnic. And this has been with me all my life, and I feel like right now, I feel like any day I'm waiting to see horrific things occur, and this is just purely at the intuitive personal level. Does that ring any bells for you?
Well, you've described the world they want to create, and it's up to people not to play their game.
It doesn't have to go that way, but if it's going to be turned around, we've got to be the ones to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the thing you're talking about, Glenn, the situation you're talking about, is we go back to this technique that I call problem-reaction-solution.
Dialectic.
Exactly. And that was the name for it. I called it something else to make it simpler. But the thing is that they want to create mass chaos and mass fear so that the solution can be the structure that they want, the world government and all the rest of it, to save the planet from the chaos. They bring about economic chaos. Oh, the only solution to that is a world central bank and a world currency. They create violence and chaos of war. We need a world army.
Tell you what,
stop this happening.
Hate to cut you off. We got to go to a break. Thanks for the call, Glenn. We got another caller. I'm just going to have enough time to take him before the end of the first hour here. So stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. We just got a few more minutes here left with David Icke, so hopefully we can squeeze a lot in here these last couple minutes. I just wanted to state that, it's obvious that those in power are hell-bent on destroying everything. I mean, just look at what they've been doing. But that's not enough for them. They want to take it to the lowest level, reduce humanity down to the lowest common denominator, as Lenin said. And again, this can change, but it won't change unless we, the people of the world, unite, stop being divided or letting them divide us, and recognize we have a common enemy, recognize who that enemy is, what they're doing, and put a stop to it. We can do it. We've got them outnumbered 1,000,000 to 1, literally.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's like I've said many times, you know, if someone comes out of the White House or Downing Street and says, we've had a meeting and this is what we've decided to do, if enough people say, we're not doing that, where's the power? They don't have the power. Their power is in our acquiescence. And I'm a great believer in the Gandhian way of looking at this, which is nonviolent, absolutely nonviolent, non-cooperation. Because once the people stop cooperating with their own prison, the prison ceases to be, you know. The
machine freezes up.
This is why, Charles, divide and rule is so vital to the whole operation. They have to get the people in general fighting among themselves through these fault lines of manufactured division. Otherwise, they might be in danger of uniting, and the whole House of Cards comes down then.
Exactly. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
We had a situation years ago in Britain when Margaret Thatcher introduced something called the poll tax, which was a deeply unfair tax in which people of vastly differing incomes paid the same. And because it affected a great swathe of society, not just what we call the working class, but the middle class as well, they united against this poll tax, and they had a mass protest and a mass refusal not to pay. And not only did it bring the poll tax to an end very, very quickly, it actually was a massively influential factor in bringing an end to Margaret Thatcher. That's the power of people when we unite. And you know,
we can do it, folks. We just got to get off the couch.
When one person is not free, none of us are free. This is what people need to understand. Don't
absolutely
tell me you're
I tell you
free
what,
if it's one person who isn't.
We just got a couple minutes here left. We got another caller, Don in Ohio. Welcome to the show, Don.
Charlie, David, I want to thank you for your courage and your discernment and the great work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Don.
I am interested in making contact with you, as well as many other researchers I know, and I see the necessity for us to sort of pool our information together. What are your feelings about that?
Well, I'm interested in anything that pushes this forward and increases the efficiency of communicating this information to a wider and wider public. If you go to my website, Don, davidicke.com, then there's an email address there that will eventually get through to me. It's on the headlines page.
Okay. There are several researchers and journalists. I am one. I'm also a talk show host. And, of course, I don't mean to upstage Charlie. I would love to have you on my show. Charlie's been on my show, so Charlie knows my heart.
That would be great, Don. Yeah, great.
He knows what I'm about, and I want to open that door because there's a lot of important information coming out that we must pool together.
I agree with you.
Well, I want to thank you, and thank you, Charlie.
All right, and thank you, Dave, for coming on. I wish we had some more time. Maybe we can have you on again sometime. But
I'd love to come on again.
Yeah, I didn't know you had a new book. I'm going to have to check that out. Guys, go to David Icke. That's ICKE.com. All right, Dave, take care. Blessings on you, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Okay, you bet. Okay, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Don, if you want, you can hold on.
With recent